Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. The size of the candy bars have decidedly diminished since I pounded the pavements. Let's learn how else Halloween has evolved on this week's That's History with Jonathan Zimmerman, history professor at New York University. Jonathan, thanks for being here once again.
Good to be here as always.
So for starters, is this an all-American Hallmark holiday, or do the roots go back further?
Oh, they go way back, of course. I mean, we think it was a Celtic ritual, a kind of end-of-summer celebration in what became Ireland. And then it became a Catholic celebration that was called All Saints' Eve and All Hallows' Eve, ergo Halloween. And it didn't really come to our shores until the 19th century when Irish people did. Before that time, white people in this country are overwhelmingly Protestant. And the Puritans, for example, thought that All Hallows' Eve was really a satanic ritual, which is what they said about a lot of Catholic things, and they eschewed it. So it's really not until Irish come in large numbers that Halloween comes here.
And how was it initially celebrated?
Well, it was initially celebrated in some ways like it was in Europe with parades. Philly had a couple large ones in the late 19th century where people put on masks and different kinds of costumes. But then around the turn of the century, it became a time for young people especially to play pranks. So on All Hallows' Eve or Halloween, in American towns, kids would steal gates. This was a really common prank. So take gates away from people's houses and bring them to the square. Or as sanitation became a municipal function, people started to steal garbage cans or roll them down streets.
Sounds like examples of adolescent exuberance long before the era of rock and roll. When did it tilt from tricks to treats?
Well, actually, it tilted when the tricks themselves became more serious, something closer to vandalism. So especially in the Great Depression, when you have obviously lots of unemployed young men, you find in cities like New York that there are actual riots. In 1933, on, quote, Black Halloween, as it became known, young men rolled the automobiles down into the Hudson River. They sawed off telephone poles and they taunted police. And it's after that that we start to develop new rituals to try to tame Halloween, to create what would later be called a safe Halloween. And trick-or-treat, that is going with your kids from house to house, was part of that. The great irony of trick-or-treat is that it was actually a way for Americans to try to rein in the tricks.
Here I thought it was a conspiracy by the American Dental Association.
No, but it did become very sweet. Starting in the 1950s, you have candy manufacturers who, of course, make special Halloween products. And you also see, with the rise of television, of course, commercial costumes. Before the 1950s, people would make their own. But then with the rise of television, you see kids buying their costumes, and the costumes mimic what they're seeing on screens. By the late 50s, the most popular costume is Howdy Doody.
Fast forward to the present day, and it seems that what goes around comes around. Certainly kids still participate, but it's also been usurped for many adult parties as well.
Well, definitely, and that's where we get the so-called naughty or sexy costumes. I think the way to think about this historically is really since the 1950s, since the rise of consumerism in Halloween, people have taken their costume cues from pop culture, from television and the movies. And as television and the movies have become racier, so have the costumes. I have no problem with adults wearing, you know, a naughty little Bo Peep or a, you know, naughty cat costume. But when an 8-year-old comes to your door and rings the bell and they're in a naughty little Bo Peep outfit, you do have to think twice. The most recent controversy involves Walmart, which was selling a naughty costume for 2-year-olds that had black lace in it. And I think all of us need to think a lot about how all these images sexualize young girls and what that does to their identities.
Thanks, Jonathan, and happy Halloween.
Thank you. That was fun.